Okay, good evening, everybody. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn, we're continuing in Siman Tav Chaf Vav. We are continuing in Seif Beis. We're right in the middle of the Ramah. Today is page Resh Pei Zayin Amar Aleph. We are up to the second line of the Ramah. Says that, and we're talking about Kiddush Levana and when you should and should not say Kiddush Levana and how you say Kiddush Levana. Says the Ramah, Vein Mekachin Osab B'Motzai Shabbos Shechal Bo Yom Tov. We don't say, even though we prefer saying Kiddush Levana Motzai Shabbos, not if that Motzai Shabbos happens to be a Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Beis, and we call Shkain Shem Nekachin Osab L'Al Shabbos, and certainly we don't say Kiddush Levana on Friday night. V'harbi time im namur b'zah, but why not? So there are many reasons given al pi ha-Kabbalah that are based on Kabbalah. Umi kol makom lo kichu ha-Shabbos yom tov v'yavar zman. But if you have not yet been Mekadosh Levana, and the last night to possibly do it is going to be either Friday night or it's going to be a night of Yom Tov, b'vaday mutu l'kadosh kam b'Shabbos v'yom tov, then certainly you should do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos or Yom Tov, even alone. V'cheinu maskanas ha-poskim, and that is what the poskim conclude, that it's better to do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos or Yom Tov than to not do it at all. Now, interestingly, in the Shaar HaTzion over here, in the Os Yud Beis, he points out a reason not al-pi Kabbalah to not do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And he writes, al-pi pshuto yeshlomer mishum dosen es ha-mitzvah besimcha, since Kiddush Levana is typically done with a great level of simcha, v'ragi lovely day rikudin, and it leads to dancing, like the Ramah sounds afterwards, v'ze aser b'Shabbos, and you're not allowed to dance on Shabbos. V'after rikudin shal mitzvah yitiru, k'mo b'simchas Torah, even though you're going to tell me what he's talking about, you're allowed to dance for the sake of a mitzvah, just like we do on Simchas Torah, shiny hasam di'ef shal litchos hayom. That's different because there's no way to do it some other time. Simchas Torah is only on Yom Tov. Ma'ashem ken hacha def shal asos ha-mitzvah mikodem ha-Shabbos, o litchos la'achra Shabbos. As opposed to over here, why would you choose to do a mitzvah that involves dancing on Shabbos? If you know the mitzvah is going to involve dancing, don't schedule it for Shabbos or Yom Tov. And that's why, says the Shaar HaTzion, we don't do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos or Yom Tov, leaving out the Kabbalistic reasons. Says the Mechaber Vayter, how do you do Kiddush Levana? Tola Einav, you look up, Umesha Raglav, you straighten out your legs, Umevarech, and you say the Bracha. And then, in addition to that, well, actually, let's see, Sivkat and Yud Gimel, V'tola Va'omer, Kasim Yishur Knesset Gdol, Dimash It sounds from here that you're looking at the moon the entire time. A lot of people have this minhag. However, he quotes others that say, the Sefer Charedim that says, that no, you're only allowed to look at the moon until you finish the bracha. And then all the extra stuff you say without looking at the moon. The Magen Avraham is even more machmir, not to even look at the moon during the bracha. El rova osapa machas. You look at the moon once prior to the bracha. Kshir tzavarech v'achar kach lo yistaklba, and then you don't look at the moon the whole rest of the time. You say the bracha and all the other stuff without looking at the moon. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues, Mvarach Mu'umad Va'omer, so you say it standing up, Va'omer, and you say, Gimel Pa'amim Simen Tov Tiel L'Kol Yisrael Baruch Yotzrech. You say Simen Tov Tiel L'Kol Yisrael three times in Baruch Yotzrech, and says the Ramah, V'rokeid Gimel Pa'amim Kenegda, and you dance or jump three times across from the moon, Va'omer, and you say, K'shem Shani Rokeid V'chulei, just like K'shem Shani Rokeid V'chulei, right? All that stuff. Va'omer tipal aleim, and you say tipal aleim and masav fachin b'dolz rachin mukaven ulemafreya, and then you say those same words backwards. It's a pasuk from Az Yashir, so you say the half of the pasuk that ends with kaven, and then you say starting with kaven going backwards. Kaven yid mizrach b'gdol vafachin masav aleim tipal. So you say all the words backwards. Gimel pam three times. V'yomel chaveru gimel pam shalom alecha, and you say shalom alecha to a friend three times. Umeishav avi kishoel, and responding is the same as greeting. And our minhag is to say David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim as well. Shal Malchus Nimshal L'Levana, because the Malchus of David HaMelech is compared to the moon. V'asal L'Schadish Kamosa, and it's going to be renewed just like the moon is renewed. U'Knesset Yisrael Tachzal L'Zdabik Bebay L'Shu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Knesset Yisrael is going to reattach itself to its Bailu, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dugmas HaLevana HaMischadash. Nechama, just like the moon, which is going to be mischadish together with is mischadish with the sun. Shnemer Shemesh Magin Hashem. V'lachein Osin Smachos V'Rikudin B'Kiddush Hachodesh Dugma Simchas Nisuin. And that's why we do dancing and we treat it as if it's Simchas Nisuin, because it's like the marriage of Knas Yisrael V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's like the marriage of the sun and the moon. So it's a kind of Nisuin. Says the Mishnah Brura. We are up to Sif Katan Yud Dalid V'Rokeid V'Kasar Achronim D'Yizor Mod Shleich Rabirchav Lirkod T'Loy Yenir Kikareil L'Vana El Yismach Al Atzvos Raglav Lirkod. You shouldn't bend your knees when you're dancing, because then it will make it look like Chas V'Shalom that a person is bowing to the moon. And we're very sensitive about this whole thing, that we're saying a bracha and we're looking at the moon when we're saying a bracha. And being Ovid Kochav V'Mu Mazalos is about the worst thing you could do in Judaism. So we don't want to give the impression that a person is worshipping the moon. And that's why we have those who are the Magen Avraham so machmir not to look at the moon at all during the bracha. That's why we're not rokeid. That's why we're not korea keneged the moon, because we need to be very, very careful. In addition to that, the Bir Halacha over here points out, v'shamati me'echod divrei tam. He says, I heard a good explanation from somebody. Sounds like he's quoting a contemporary. You know, they say that the only time the Mishnah Berurah quotes a contemporary in the entire Sefer is when he quotes the Meshech Chachma, when he quotes the Or Sameach in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. But it doesn't seem to be the case, because over here he's definitely quoting someone, seems to be quoting somebody that's a contemporary. He just doesn't say who it is. So he just doesn't quote him by name. So he said, I heard from someone a good explanation. He said, I heard an explanation as to why it is that we say Aleinu again after Kiddush Levana. That no one should chas v'sholem make a mistake when they see us going out to the moon and celebrating across from the moon. Sheishum chashash rayon shanunosim kavod alavana. That there shouldn't be any chashash of a thought, of even a fleeting thought, that we're giving kavod to the moon. That's why we say aleinu l'shabech, because in Mesaimin we conclude ki Hashem hu elukim b'shamayim mal v'arz mitachas ein od, that there's no one but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, in the Dirshu, he quotes from Chaim Kanievsky, who says, yeah, you don't have to say Al-Kain. You only say the first paragraph of Aleinu L'Shabech, because the whole point is that last line. So you don't even have to say the Al-Kain part, the second paragraph of Aleinu L'Shabech. It's interesting, the Sidurim, I think it is printed with the Al-Kain. Last couple of Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Tezvavul, Mafreya Ka'aven, V'kazim Agnavram Shem Matamosh, Sheshom Kola Pasuk HaKradisa, V'achar Kachal Mafreya. Now we don't just say Tipa Lelei Mosef Fakim Lidoz Rach Yudim Ka'aven, but we continue Ad Yavaram Hashem Ad Yavaram Zukanisa, right? We say the entire pasuk from Az Yashir, and then we say the entire pasuk backwards. Kanisa Zu Am Yavar Ad Hashem Am Chal Yavar Ad Kayev and Yid Mizrach and Bidol Vavach and Masra Leim Tipal. The whole thing backwards. V'yomer L'chaveru Kolom Neisham Mitchila Tipal. Why is it that we're all of a sudden greeting everyone with Shalom Aleichem? Because we started with Tipal Aleim and Masav Vavach, that there's going to be this fear and trembling. So Amr L'chaveru Shalom Alecha. That's not for you. For you, I wish Shalom. It's our enemies that I wish, other people that they must have a fachan. Vayin magnavam shiskir od al kama psukim sheish kabbalah li omram v'lo ataklim de kvar ksubim mein besey de kiddush halavan v'nagwa kol omram. Magnavam quotes a bunch of other psukim that people are knowing to say. He says, I don't need to quote everything the magnavam says. You look in your siddur and you see what it says by kiddush levana, and you know exactly what to say. So to review what we learned this evening, first of all, we said that there's no kiddush levana on Shabbos or Yom Tov, either for kabbalistic reasons or as the Sharatzion said, because it will lead to dancing. Then we have three opinions of when to look at the moon, either throughout the entire Kiddush Levana, or only during the bracha of Kiddush Levana, or only before the bracha, and not at all during the bracha, which was Magen Avraham. Then we said that we dance without bending our knees so as not to give the impression of bowing to the moon, Rachman Tzlan, and we say Aleinu for the same reason, according to the Bir Halacha, because it concludes with Hashem Elokim, Ein Od. And then we said that the Rama says that we say Tipal Aleim three times, each backwards and forwards, and Shalom Aleichem to compensate for Tipal Aleichem, and David Melech because his Malchus is like the moon, and we were celebrating almost like it's a chasana between the moon and the sun, between Knesset Yisrael and the Ribono Shel Olam. Okay, so Beis Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Se'ifim, Gimel, and Dalit. Everyone have a wonderful evening.